where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hi, ladies. How's it going today?
Great. Good.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me about this chat that's coming up. So what is the topic this week?
The topic is student leadership.
All right. And you already kind of said that this was a joint brainchild effort. Where do you guys see this chat going? What are you wanting to discuss here?
What we're wanting is educators and students together kind of define what student leadership is, because it's such a broad topic. And really, we don't think that people really know what it is anymore. And there's a lot of myths to it, hence poster making.
Were you at Ed Camp OKC?
Oh, yeah. It was my kids who did the student leadership.
I was in there. That was awesome. Your kids are fabulous.
But we just want to kind of get some misconceptions off, but also maybe even learn more from what people really think it is. Because we get in our student council's leadership world, but there's so many other student leadership programs out there.
All right. So do you have questions already prepared for tomorrow? I mean, for Sunday night?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We started prepping questions like a month ago.
That's awesome. You know, some people are like, well, maybe I'll have them by a Saturday afternoon. So what is your favorite question that you're hoping you get some great answers to?
Mine is there's a question over what are the requirements to be in your leadership program. Some of our questions have a student question and an educator question, but they're about the same lines. And the educator question asks, like, what are the requirements to be part of the student leadership program? What educators is looking for? How do you identify student leaders? The student one is, what are the requirements? And so I'm curious what other requirements and what are things that people look at other schools compared to mine.
Yeah, and so what are some of your requirements?
I'm very different than a lot of schools. Mine's a service to the school. We have a point system, and so the kids come in and sign in at things, and they have to work X amount of hours, and then when it comes to being in the leadership class the next year, I pull the point spread out, and I look at the spread and go, oh, so-and-so has 85 points. I need to go chase them down and go, hey, do you want to be in leadership next year? And so I'm looking at the kids who have already served the school.
All right. Did you have a different answer, Melinda?
I'm actually a senior sponsor at my high school, although I've done student council. What I usually do is I actually teach sophomores. So I really try to push the sophomores that I see who have a lot of potential into leadership programs, whether it's student council or otherwise, as they're going into their junior years. And I usually talk quite a lot to the freshman teachers about who I should be looking for as possible future leaders.
All right. And are you at the same school, ladies, or separate schools?
We're at separate schools.
In the same district?
No. She's at Dell City High School, and I'm at Westmore High School.
And how do you guys know each other?
We know each other through the Oklahoma Association of Student Councils. It's actually a leadership program in the state, and we work at summer basic leadership workshops in the summer together, and that's how we first got to know each other. And then over years, we've just become really good friends, and we have discussed like things that I do in my school and things that she do in our school, because we do have completely different demographics, and but a lot of things that we do are the same.
All right. Ladies, are your students going to join into the chat?
Oh, yes.
They're ready. I mean, they're
excited.
Oh, good. I love it when the kids get involved. Some of my favorite sessions are going to the sessions where the students are. Christy, your kids were, like I said, phenomenal. But I went to a session in Broken Arrow a couple of years ago, and my mother-in-law was fresh into a middle school classroom, and I gave her this idea. I was like, you should have them, you know, tweet or do a Facebook. You know, you can come up with sticky pads, whatever. The one thing they took away for that day. And so I took it to those kids and I was like, what do you guys think about that? And they said, no, please don't do that. It's just one more thing. And I was like, oh man, I really thought like I was going to connect, you know, and land home with it. But they said, please no, don't do that. So I love their honesty. That's
great. We
even
have a surprise for students on the questions. You guys get to see tomorrow. It's very student active.
So, do either of you foresee a time in the future where you might challenge your students to lead an Oklahoma Ed Chat?
You know, if everyone is open to that, I think they could do a great job.
And I mean, I hadn't thought about it, but my kids would. I mean, obviously, my kids would try to do it in 2 seconds.
That's awesome. I think both of you should give it a shot.
We might just do that.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything that educators should know about tomorrow or about student leadership that you aren't already going to fill us full of tomorrow?
I would just say keep an open mind coming into this. And what you learn, I hope that the educators who are taking part and students take this back and open up some dialogue at home. And don't let this just end at Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And mine would be just, sometimes the idea of student leadership is a different definition with adults than kids. So hopefully with adults and kids participating in the chat, everybody can see that we all have a common ground, but we might just see it getting there the different ways.
Yeah, I wish there was a way I could identify some of your students so I can see their questions. I mean, see their answers to some of the questions.
Mine will be the very loud ones on Twitter tomorrow.
Like all caps or...
They're not shy.
Okay, great. Oh, that's great. I love it. Thank you, ladies, so much. I can't wait for tomorrow night.
All right. Welcome back to the Oklahoma Said podcast, where we are rehashing the Sunday night Twitter chat. It's myself and Scott Hazelwood at Teach From Here. Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Aaron. How are you? And don't forget, you can follow Aaron at Elin, or not Elin, Aaron Barnes 73. Right?
E-Barn 73. I'm going to...
We got to change that.
Anyway,
I have faulty information in front of me because you changed it and I haven't gotten used to it.
I apologize. So this week's Twitter chat was about student leadership. What do you think?
I like the student leadership ones. Del City seems to be the hotbed of that stuff right now. And I think they had a combo with kids from Moore.
Yeah, from Moore High School and Miss Capps?
Yes.
And she and Christy Cooper,
right,
from Del City, they co-moderated this chat. It was really great. I got to speak with them, as you heard. And these guys are fired up about student leadership, which is something that I think all of us teachers have a little bit on the back of our brains, but these guys are intense with their jobs, and it was pretty awesome to see how far they even took the Twitter chat to another level with the student videos.
It was quite an epic night of firsts for the old Oklahoma Ed chat. I think this was the most student participation we've had, especially if you combine the strong high school presence with, I thought, a quite a large number of college students yesterday.
Oh, for sure.
And so all that together, plus the way they introduced the questions with video, was really, really fun. Really fun.
For sure. I saw Claudia say she was, you know, spending so much time watching the videos, she forgot what the question was. I saw Blue Cereal. Dallas was saying, you know, when did we start doing videos for questions? And I mean, I saw that and I just thought, whoa, these guys changed the game tonight. It was so good.
They just raised the bar for every chat to follow. So it's let's dive in, shall we?
I think so. So question number one, what is student leadership and what should it be?
So I really liked what at the Tot Watts said. Tate, he said student leadership, it's a verb, the action of students who go out of their way to create a beneficial outcome for the entire school. I don't have anything to add to that. It's awesome.
No, that was great. Jason Stevenson, who is at TeacherMan82, he said student leadership means inspiring others to action. Students, teachers, the whole school. And I thought that that was really good because, I mean, it's hard to put 140 character definition on what student leadership is and what it should be. But like you said, that your tweet and Jason's tweet here, they have verbs in them, and it's about students rallying around everybody else.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the themes that kind of developed over the night was leadership had a lot of different views, but almost everything came back to benefiting the community in some sort of positive action or way. So
right.
Okay, so what kinds of what kinds of leadership programs do you have at your school? I have to confess, I don't know very much about USAO stuff, but I'm sure...
Well, you're a new guy.
Yeah, I'm a new guy. I'm sure there's amazing things there.
And so with our school being a virtual school, it's a little hard for leadership, things to come up. We've got NJHS, NHS, we've got a great group of kids in those two programs that I know of for sure. And they're always out, serve the community and serve our school. They were just doing a food bank project a couple of weeks ago. And so I know that there are leadership opportunities that exist. I try to create some within my own student roster by asking a kiddo to take the lead here and there, especially my kiddos who have plenty of smarts, but not quite the drive to be a leader just yet. So I do think about that as well. I really, though, I liked what Dallas had to say about this. Imagine if we were allowed to truly let them, and that's S's, students, make the big decisions within minimal guidance and see where it took us. If you just hand over the reins, which teachers are scared to do, I think, sometimes, you can be pleasantly surprised here and there.
I think so, too. And I think also there has to be we're not necessarily just handing the reins over, here's the keys to the Ferrari, go drive it, but more right. like guiding them towards being the leaders they can be without us putting our view of that in there. Bria Sanders, at Bria Sanders 2, said, we have organization leadership roles, classes on teaching leadership skills, and on-campus volunteer leadership opportunities. And I think that's probably representative of most of our high schools especially, and I know for sure some of the bigger colleges, probably every college. But Dallas, he may or may not have gotten into hot water on a previous student leadership topic. And he really, part of him I know was just being
Dallas.
But what he said here though, I really liked. He said, actually, I find the limits on student leadership to be systemic rather than tease, simply trying to keep students down. And Dallas and I agree on a couple of things with our educational system, and I think that's one of them. We've got this structure built where we have to look for very creative ways to get leadership opportunities for our students that truly allow them to be leaders and not just faux leaders for us because this is what we want them to do.
Right, right. And I've seen this leadership thing gone awry where students grade papers for the teacher and kind of become the teacher lackey. And that's not what this is about at all.
Right. Totally different. Totally, totally, totally different.
So question number four.
Three.
How can... are we on three?
Question three?
Yeah. Wrong question three. What is the process to participate or enroll? That was the student version of this. The adult version or the teacher version is, how do you and other educators in the building identify and recruit student leaders?
Yeah, so this is a tough one as I'm sort of the newbie adult, but there were a couple tweets here that I really liked, and these came from one from a teacher and one from a student. From the teacher, she said, having a leadership class available for all freshmen to introduce them to all the opportunities and really advertising them. That's such a big deal, I think, especially with some of our larger high schools. There can be so many things for freshmen to do they have no idea. And a leadership class can help them plug into those things where they have a passion. And I know in some of our rural schools, you might think you know everything that's going on by the time you get to high school or middle school, but you may not. And so some class that capture these kids at 7th grade or 9th grade in our rural schools or smaller schools would be excellent too, because there's so many things on the edge that students may not be aware of. The other one came from Ty at @T_Baker18, he said, "You can't determine if someone is a leader by an application, and most leaders are under construction till they're allowed to," and then he ran out of space. But I thought that was a really good tweet.
No, that was, it kind of runs along the lines of what Bria Sanders said for question three. She said, one way is to simply enroll in a leadership class. But you can also apply for different positions within that organization. So just taking the leadership class is one thing, but then maybe running for class president or secretary or treasurer is another way to differentiate yourself from within that leadership program as well.
Yep.
And Rob Miller, who is at Edge Blogger, his tweet on this was awesome. I think a student who picks up trash without asking, intervenes in a bullying incident, or sits with the shy, awkward kid at lunch is a leader. They don't have to be in a class to be a leader. And I love that.
Yeah. They just need to see a situation.
For sure.
And Rob always catches those kinds of things too when we have these chats. He's got a good eye for doing what we would almost think would be the common thing, even though sometimes it's not common. So question four,
right,
for the students, how can or how do building and district admins support student leadership? And for the adults, how do teachers participate in leadership programs or cultivate leadership in their classrooms?
Well, you've got to be on the lookout. You've got to be looking for things. I have been told by several people that my daughter Tatum is a natural leader. And, you know, I mean, since she was 3 years old, the kids would follow her on the playground. And so ever since I saw that, well, I didn't see it, actually. My friends had seen it. I've tried to especially be on the lookout for how she can be kinder, not just, hey, everybody follow me. How she can be on the lookout for, like what Rob said, for that shy kid or the person sitting alone. So just being on the lookout, I think, is one way that teachers can do it. But I really liked what Jessica Bickford, and she is at JSSCLYNN. See, there's that Lynn
there
right
is,
there.
There it is. I see it.
She said teachers can lead PD in their building or districts or expand into leading conferences. And I know you've gotten your start with PDs in district, but you are all over the place now. You go and present for OU and your own college, and you hit ISTEs, and you go and do things because you are a natural leader.
I just find a hole and try and help.
Well, I think that's very humble of you.
I appreciate that. You're the best. June broke it. Mr. June from Moore, he cracks
Love
me up.
Love him.
I think that if we were to have to work inside the same 8-foot area, no work would get done. But his answer to this was, send them down a path and hope the bumper lanes are up. Space to make decisions within guidelines.
And yeah, I saw that. He had the greatest little meme with that.
Yeah. Bowlers with, I don't know, it was hilarious. So the tweet's tagged, go watch it. The other one came from Carrie Sweeten, who is at Sweeten Carrie. And she said, administrators and teachers have to set up opportunities for student leaders to lead. Organizations must be in place. I think there's a point there. We can tell our kids to go lead. And oftentimes, though, if I give them that statement, go be a leader, they need just a bit more than that. They need some sort of structure in place. Go lead what? Go lead how? Go lead where? They haven't kind of grown some of those skills to just look around and just to think, oh, the shy kid alone at lunch, or oh, look at this trash, or oh, we need a parking lot guy in the morning. I mean, they just don't think those things quite yet. Not that they're incapable, but that's in the teenage world, that's not the thing that bubbles up right away.
Right.
And so I think by putting together a structure, like she's suggesting here, is awesome. It's a great idea.
No, I think that is fabulous. So what are some of the expectations for student leaders at your school?
Yeah, so this is a good one. Jenkins, who is at @keepingit_beauty with two Ys, she said it's, or he said, I can't tell from the picture, but it's hard to put yourself above other students. But a leadership position requires you to do so. Distinguishing is the hard part. And I thought that was really interesting.
No, that's really good. I really liked what Christy Cooper had to say on this, you know, and she's leading the chat, so she has probably a pretty good sense of what the question is all about. My expectations is for them to do their best and understand that it's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that before setting up that learning experience. Failure can be a great learning experience. And I like that even she sees that failure can be good for these kids, especially who may be or appear to be on the top.
Right. And my tweet for this one was to show yourself warts and all and not be afraid of making mistakes. Sometimes when you're trying to lead your school in something, it can be uncomfortable or the situation could be such that you look and you go, well, that was a ginormous Titanic wreck. When in reality, the wreck might make a wave that leads to that positive change that you were trying to establish. So I think failure is a part of this because we just have to learn how to come around that.
Yeah. Do you have warts?
You know, I do on this one spot, but we won't get into it now.
Stop. Just kidding.
So what is the biggest myth about leadership students? All they do is make posters. Everybody
all
knows.
All they do is make posters. So I thought that was funny, just so you know. When I went to EdCamp OKC, Scott, I only made it for the last session. You had already left. Anthony had already left. My little clique of people had already left. And so I thought, I'm just going to walk into this last session and see how it goes. I came up on the very first class on the right and just thought I'd go in and see what it was about. And it was Christy Cooper's leadership students.
Cool.
And they were talking about leadership. No, you weren't there. You had already left.
I'd already left.
It was amazing. From the tweets of these kids, you already know that they're good. But these guys, I mean, they were using school words on a Saturday and weren't ashamed of it. And, I mean, these kids were awesome. I mean, I really... I thought that the questions the teachers gave them were pretty hard and heavy, and the students answered them without skipping a beat and were raising their hands to answer and were cutting each other off like you and I do, to get to answer these questions that the teachers had. And I had missed out on an earlier session where Dallas had obviously said something about poster making, but then they brought it up in that session also. It's not poster making. And then, you know, for like a week afterward, poster making. And then leading up to this chat, I actually got a hold of Dallas and he was like, you know, I was being snarky. I thought it was funny, but it's now like my thorn, you know? So I thought that was hilarious. One of Christy's students, the official XT3 or X Turner, he said, "We're not all stuck up and snobby." And I thought that was pretty awesome. But then their other students, Lexi Hurley, who is at Lexington Cat, said, "We're not just the dance committee. We do much more, a lot of the behind the scenes, more than dances. And their dances are awesome, though." Oh. I thought both of those students said, you know, exactly what they mean. And those are, you know, cliches or myths about student leadership.
Yeah, those are good ones. And I think the poster thing, too, even goes back to something that Dallas had tweeted the last time when Rick Cobb had some of his students lead. I think one of the first times that the students led the chat had kind of sent his... We know Dallas, and so we know he's being humorous while at the same time making a point that sometimes there may be an issue here. But he had tweeted something about the posters, and it got picked up, I think, by student council groups like all over the nation. Like it just
I didn't realize how far it had gone.
It had definitely made it out of Oklahoma on that one. So he took some grief for that. And people were really zinging him. And I'm like, if you knew this guy, you would know that part of him is just saying, that's what you're known for, while at the same time going, change that. He wasn't being critical. So anyway, I really liked what Jay at Jay Dubs had to say with two Y's and two U's. Leadership is a blow-off class and you don't have to do anything. And And I think that comes down to whoever your teacher or sponsor is.
I think you're right. I definitely would have to say that from having sat in with those students at Ed Camp, Cooper's class is not a blow-off class.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear.
Right. All right. Well, Scott, question 7. What do you wish people knew about your school's leadership program? That was for the students. For the adults, what do you wish you knew about the school leadership program?
So again, I thought Ty at Ty_Baker18 had some great tweets last night, and this was his. He's a student, and he said that for some of us, this program, and he put family in parentheses, has saved us from the hard moments in life and has given us a voice. And I don't think there's any way to add to that. I think when we try and impose our adult worldview on the experiences the kids are having, we limit the view of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I mean, you have no idea how many students are the sounding boards of the news stations or their parents or the news stations their parents listen to. You know, we feed them regularly and don't really ask many questions, you know, and I think we need to stop feeding so much and let them, you know, give us their thoughts without trying to prod them to where we hope that they'll be.
Yeah, I think we do need to listen to them more. I'm not saying necessarily that we need to hold hands and cook marshmallows and do s'mores. I'm not opposed to it. No, not at all. Like, please, let's do. But I think there's a difference in thinking that that's what kids are sitting around doing when, you know, as a high school teacher, I do not know the intricacies. I didn't know the ins and outs of all 130 of my students. I knew a good majority of them, and I knew a lot about a lot of them, but I couldn't say what personal struggle all 130 kids had.
Right. I loved what Christy Cooper said on this one also. What I wish people knew is that they are learning leadership. You don't go into Algebra 2 knowing Algebra 2. You are learning. And so maybe that's why student leadership isn't a super sought after program also, is because people assume you have to be a leader going into it.
Yeah, I think that's something that we can't forget is we all learn how to do everything. Like we all learn how to do this stuff. We're not born naturally understanding how to create a podcast and share it, for example. I mean,
or getting into WordPress with your login
or getting
to see what you're supposed to be doing
or driving a car or whatever. Like, those are all learned things. And so I think Chris has got it right on the head. You've got to make these mistakes while learning how to be a leader. It doesn't happen overnight.
For sure.
So, that takes us into question 8A. What roles do student leaders play in your school? And 8B, what roles would you like to see them play?
All right. So I went with a Rob Miller tweet again. I thought it was pretty awesome. He had the perfect, like, motivational poster. Great leaders don't set out to be a leader. They set out to make a difference. It's never about the role. It's always about the goal. And then he added to that, just find something you're passionate about and make it work better. This is where leadership and life meaning begins.
Okay, and that sums up the Twitter chat tonight. Good night, Aaron.
Good night.
Okay, just kidding. so Christy Cooper also had a good one. She said student leaders' roles are to support the school and each other. It's not an easy job, but the rewards are worth it. And when I look at this, I think these student leaders are trying to manage an entire student body or even make those connections to faculty, which can be difficult. Not only so think about that. And then just think about the last teacher meeting you were in where you tried to get everybody to go the same direction.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
Humans is humans. And so these students having these opportunities to support each other and try and build a river with a current that can carry them towards these amazing destinations, it's a challenge.
Right. Well, so speaking of challenges, what can leadership programs do to better prep students for college? You are in a college setting, Scott. Do you have a tweet or what did you say to this?
You know, I didn't, I don't think I answered this one. I'm just not 100% sure yet because I have a hard time trying to quantify leadership into something that I can write down on a sheet of paper. But I think there's experiences that we can give our kids there. And I think it's critical as our students go off to college that they're prepared to not necessarily fly completely solo. But,
sure.
But that they're prepared to spread their wings and leave the nest. And I see myself even sometimes doing this with my own kids. I want to catch them before they get hurt. I want to stop them before they scrape a knee. And I don't mean big time hurt, but that's a failure. Like if they scrape a knee, that's okay. We're getting back on the bike. And so I think our leadership programs need to continue to try and meet all the different ways that students can lead. I mean, we talked about some of the misconceptions of all of this. Sometimes there's a root of fire inside of all that smoke, right? I'm not saying everything is like that.
Exactly.
But so I think if there's a way that we can reach out to all these kids and give them all a chance to be in some sort of role of leadership that is important to them, then that's something that gives them a chance to fly out of the nest. When they come to college now, they're a little bit more prepared for that because in college, mom can't attend class with you. Right?
Yeah. Thinking about, again, Christy's class, I don't see any of those moms needing to attend college with those kids. Now, there are other kids that, you know, a helicopter mom is probably doing a disservice to her kiddo. I was going to ask a follow-up question to this question. Do you think the kids who go for class president, go for, you know, Stuco, do you think that translates to college? Do you think that they're looking for those same leadership and clubs? Maybe it's a sorority, you know, whatever. Do you think it translates to college?
I think it just would depend on the culture of the school that those students are coming from. So when I look at what my view of what the students are doing at Edmund Memorial, I feel like it gives them, it prepares them in some ways for that because they're working hard to be leaders. They're trying to go out and there's some civic responsibilities they have with the community. And so they're really stretching themselves in that way. And Memorial also had that whole Swine Week aspect tied in that everybody was a part of in some form with their leadership. So I think it just depends on the school and the culture of that school and what they're asking those leaders to do. If I'm the class president and I haven't done much for my school, then how has that benefited me in college?
Right, right.
So,
well, I liked what Trey Kirkpatrick had to say, and he is at WDTK33. He said, "Let the students control a project from start to finish. Allow it to fail if necessary. Some of the best learning comes from mistakes." And that's something that you and I have been saying for a couple of weeks. And we've been really in these rehashings. A lot of people say that every week. I don't want to say that you and I are the only ones who talk about that. But letting them have control of those projects, letting them create, build that project from scratch, I think that definitely will help you pull out some of those leaders.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think failure is an important learning experience. And I almost picked that tweet myself.
Did you?
Yeah, I retweeted. That retweet you see is from me. But I liked also, this one was kind of tagged under Christy Cooper, but it came from Tammy Jensen, Jensen_mom254. She said, "Experience failure before college is better than at college. Programs allow students to experience failure in a controlled environment." I think that's crucial because if you fail in front of me, we can talk about it. We can look at it together. We can scrape up the ashes and we can move on. If you fail and I don't see how you did it, how can I help you?
And it costs a lot of money to fail at college. Take that from me.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money failing at college my first go round. You're welcome, OSU.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I also liked what Ashton_Romines had to say. And she cheated. Did you see her tweet? She typed in her entire tweet, took a screenshot, and then tweeted that. So she got way more than the 140 characters.
No, I did see that. That was pretty awesome.
But she said, "I can't harp on this enough. Being involved in leadership has helped me to become a much more outgoing, open, and friendly person. I know without a doubt that if I wasn't involved in it, I would be terrified to graduate and move on." and I wouldn't have gotten half the opportunities I have been given for the next year without the skills I learned.
Wow. Powerful. No, that was good, but like you said, cheating.
She cheated, but she did good. But you know what? And good for her. Way to think outside the box. I'm going to start doing that now.
I'm gonna do it in notes so that I have even more than 140 characters my first go round.
Okay, I'm gonna do it in Google Docs. How about that? So well, I can change fonts. That's
fabulous, dude. That's great.
So, what is the most important lesson that students can learn by being part of student leadership?
Bam. Stephanie Hinton, who is at the Steph Hinton, she said, "Oh, her thingy won't go away. One moment. Sorry, I had what she said. Lean into and grow with it. Leadership is everyday decisions that define you." And that is just so true. We are all leaders of our own lives, right? I mean, am I wrong there?
I mean, to a certain extent, once you get out of the house.
Okay. So I think one of the most important lessons there is that you don't have to be given a role. You don't have to have won a role, that we are all making decisions daily and leading our own lives. And you just got to get into it and grow. Mm-hmm. And maybe that comes from mistakes, but maybe that comes from successes as well.
Yeah, I agree. Cad, who is at Cadley Schaefer, said that there is no limit to your influence and that it's 100% okay to fail a couple of times.
Yeah.
Right on, Cad. So what was your favorite question, Aaron?
I really liked the student sass behind the biggest myth question. The students got really loud at that point.
Yeah, they did. And funny story, that was my favorite question too. I think there's a myth, and I know that at Kimberly Blodgett mentioned a couple times too that it's not just gifted, talented. It's just not smart kids. It's not just these kids. It's not just those kids. It's all kids. All kids have the opportunity to be a leader. And I think that's a myth that hasn't been talked about a whole lot. But, you know, like what Rob Miller said, those kids can find opportunities to lead in regular ways. And you don't have to be some superstar, brilliant kiddo to do it.
Right. Well, what was your boom sauce tweet of the night?
Well, my boom sauce tweet of the night, there's a couple of them. One is kind of coming back to this, what is the biggest myth about leadership? I also put a tweet in from Blue Cereal Education, who at the time was not Blue Cereal. And he said, "Who would ever say that? Rude, unfair, protect student leadership."
I loved his stuff. He could have not answered a single question and just gone on and on and on in this pseudo
Hank
pseudo name last night. I actually, my boom sauce tweet of the night was, "I'm Hank and there's nothing more I love than leadership and Stuco and stuff. Seriously, not like that other guy."
He's so funny. Oh, gosh.
So funny.
I wish I lived closer to him. I think we would enjoy a beverage or two. My other boom sauce tweet of the night came from Jaden Mills, who, if you're an Okla Ed hashtag follower for any length of time, Jaden is a regular contributor in there and blogger. He actually wrote a blog piece. I don't know if you caught this, Aaron. He blogged about something that a senator here in Oklahoma City had written an editorial for the Daily Oklahoman. So Jaden responded with his own blog post and tagged the senator in it, and Facebook picked it up and called it fake news or spam and blocked his blog. So other people were coming in from other ways and saying, "Nope, it's not spam.
That's not spam.
Yep,
I know this guy."
Yeah, but his tweet was excellent. It said, "Teachers/admin are gardeners of student leadership. The difference between the gardener and the lawn cutter, defined by Ray Bradbury."
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty, pretty, pretty clever.
For sure. Next week, Scott, what do we have going on?
Ooh, now this should be quite interesting. I believe this is some of the faculty from the University of Oklahoma moderating in the chat. It's at Crystal Great Grady, at Crystal GR80.
Oh, good for you. That was, I see that now.
You see that Grady. Now? You see that? Yeah. Yeah. Pretty slick. And it is the school to prison pipeline.
Hmm. That one seems like it's going to be a little bit heavy.
I feel like it could be. And I hope that for this particular chat that we have a strong community presence of all stakeholders participating, because I think for this one especially, we need some varied views so that all voices can be heard.
I totally agree with you. I wish we could have, I mean, I kind of wish we could have some prisoners who were in jail that maybe think twice now, you know, looking back, gosh, what could I have done differently? Wouldn't that be great to be able to get some insight from them?
It would be, especially if you could, or even if you know, if somebody has had that experience and has had an opportunity to reflect and go, gosh, in school, if I would have done XYZ instead of PDQ, what would have been different, and how much effort would have taken from me to do? I think it'll be a really interesting chat because, you know, we hear so much about it in the news.
For sure.
It's
at 8:00 Sunday night.
Yeah, next Sunday, as is every Oakland Head Chat. It's always next Sunday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.